blessed is the day we got it wrong. Because every marriage is a set of circumstances in which we seek the totally other, stepping outside ourselves, inconveniencing ourselves, accepting the conversion, small, bit by bit, demanded by that set of keys your husband leaves in a spot that drives you nuts, or your wife's smug Miss Perfect routine, not to mention the trash in the kitchen on its way to becoming an art installation because none of the kids can manage to find in their packed schedules, chatting with friends, straightening their hair, playing PlayStation, glancing at Thucydides and X Factor, a 3-minute window to throw it out. Though negotiations are underway, the UN secretary is expected at any moment now. All of which is to say that, yes, marriage isn't a dark valley. I'm grateful to have married my husband, my irreplaceable, basic model human being, the one with few extras. Though, as Henry Ford said, what isn't there doesn't break. He's the one who makes me cram everything I want to tell him in 3 hours into 12 seconds, because then he's out of the room, which teaches me to focus on the essentials. He's the one who gets annoyed at my absurd trips and grumbles, but then makes sure the car has a full tank. While I change 14 times because I have nothing to wear, he tells me 14 times, "That's fine, but hurry up," without even raising his head from his book. He can't tell a turtleneck from a tank top. He only sees the naked or dressed option. That difference, he does notice. He proudly wears impossibly old middle school sweaters and fancy jackets with equal total disregard because he's from Rome and knows that civilizations and people come and go, let alone their clothes. Assuming he's listening at all, he never picks up on the tone of my voice, never knows if I'm angry or sad, has given up decoding me, and interrupts my mental contortions with, "Just tell me what I gotta do," thus saving me from myself countless times a day.